This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Lyman's becoming increasingly annoyed by people doing victory laps with the NFL.
Well, I saw a clip. And
say it. He never comes on anyway. Yeah. So I know you guys are buddies. So
Adam Schein, Syracuse grad.
And you guys are friends.
Longtime NFL talker. He is talking about how, once again, the NFL knocked it out of the park with the schedule. All these great holiday games and a loaded week one proves the NFL understands what it takes to stay on top. And I told Ken, they could have 16 horrific matchups in the first week of the season. Nobody cares. It would get the same ratings. It would get literally the exact same ratings.
I don't know what the NFL has to do to have an actual, like, cataclysmic fall in ratings. I have no idea what the NFL would have to do. Like, they'd have to do things that you would have to just dream up in your car that aren't real.
Right.
But I do find it odd. I got to tell you, I feel the same way you do, where it's, I keep going back to the Al Michaels thing where, yeah, we fell from number one to number one. talking about the NFL, because it's just this weird, like, the NFL knows. They know. They're scratching and clawing to make sure that their number is like, no, they're not.
The secret sauce of the NFL is this. And it just goes to show, like, just we should just all understand at this point. Stop holding baseball, hockey, anything in college NBA.
Compare those together.
So the PGA.
Yes.
WNBA. Stop comparing those things to the NFL and explaining why the NFL is on top because of this. And this is why these sports aren't the NFL. No, it doesn't matter. The NFL could do the next 100 decisions Roger Goodell makes could all be completely wrong. You know what it's going to do to the ratings? Nothing.
Not very much.
It's not going to move the needle at all.
216-474-0092. All right, back to the Cavs, because I got to get to this audio coming up at 7:30. Also, Daryl Ryder going to join us at 8:02, and we got to get to this by the end of the show because Mitch is going to Indianapolis this week for the Caitlin Clark opener, and he's wondering whether or not I should wear Cleveland stuff.
Oh, we need an itinerary.
So we need the whole
weekend schedule.
I'm sure it's going to be a buster of a trip, man. I'm sure he's going to be getting crazy, old Mitchy boy. Staring at the walls, waiting for the game to start.
What is a buster?
All I see him is just, I was trying to think of something else and I was going to have to dump myself. I think of Mitch going on his way to Indianapolis like putty on a plane, just staring into the back of the seat behind him, just into the abyss.
Do you think I'm a sociopath?
No, I think you're a boring person. Thoughts?
You could be a boring psychopath too.
Yeah.
It is in play.
True.
Actually, you're not as boring as I make you out to be on the air. You're very odd. And that's where I'll leave that. That's coming up a little bit later. So, does Donovan want us to be meaner to the Cavs? Does he want us to be meaner to the Cavs? Should we be mean to him this offseason and then during the year? Should we be mean?
To the team or Donovan?
No, leave Donovan out of it. Does he want us to be mean to the rest of the Cavs?
I don't. Well, first of all, getting really nasty at the team. Like, is it to apply pressure so that the front office understands how upset we are?
Should we hold them to a higher standard and hold them accountable?
Like, first of all, I guarantee just the way that these players are. Think about Kevin Durant and the amazing career he's had in the NBA, and yet all he looks at every day when he signs on to social media are people killing him. That's the only thing that resonates with him. So I'm sure all these guys, I'm sure
Darius.
Well,
you don't want to talk about psychopaths.
I'm sure Darius and Jared Allen, they're catching a ton of heat for this series. Max Strus for his game five, even though Max Strus was huge for them in the playoffs. Like all these guys, they feel it. I think sometimes they do a poor job of, you know, eliminating that stuff from their life. I think they pay attention to it too much. But I don't think there's a shortage of people that are frustrated with what went on. I mean, you lost to a team that nobody in Cleveland picked you to lose. There wasn't one fan, one media member. There wasn't one person that called us. The closest to it was Brad Daugherty saying he thought it was going seven.
He thought they'd win in seven. Let me get to the phones. 216-474-0092. Mike and Shaker, you're first up on the Fan.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, so Donovan Mitchell absolutely is talking to the fans, and he's also talking to the organization, because if you look at how the Pacers play, these no-name players, they created shots for themselves. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If Donovan Mitchell is basically saying, hey, look, I done put up 53, I done put up 30, I done put up 40. Where you guys at? You know, why? If your best player is scoring that much, that means everybody else on the floor isn't doing what they're supposed to do. The same thing with Golden State. Golden State, Steph Curry was the best player on the team. Draymond Green, he knew how to create. Klay, he knew how to create. You know, those guys knew how to create. And I just don't get how we lost this series and then lost at home getting beat up because y'all don't have the toughness, the mental toughness. This is the playoffs. We're trying to get somewhere. We're not building this organization just to get to the playoffs. No, we're building this organization to get to the finals and win it. And he's saying the same thing. If you guys can't sit up here and play through an ankle sprain, if you can't say, hey, shoot me up so I can at least go out there, play half of the game. And if you're not feeling well when you come back out for halftime, okay, fine. But you showed the team, you showed the fans that you're tough, that you're mentally tough, and that you at least try. Y'all didn't even freaking try. Donovan Mitchell out there with a bum ankle, giving it his all. And you guys are just around like, hey, yeah.
Mike, that's interesting. I think they tried. I just think they freaked out. And that's part of the toughness as well. I mean, keeping your head together in a tight situation. I do think they tried. I don't think that they laid down and died or quit or anything like that. But I think that he's saying that they need to carry themselves better against these teams because these teams are – they gave them their best shot, and they're inspired. And I think it just made the Cavs nervous. I think they tried to make every play, and then they got in a hurry, and I think they got in a mess, and then I think they got bounced by a tougher basketball team.
King, we've been in this situation too many times for them to get scared, for them to get to be fearful. It's put your big boy draws on and go out there and you play physical like the other teams is playing physical. That's the only way you're gonna win a title. If you don't win that, hey, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. Y'all have a good day.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Tone,
I do wonder, is it fair to ask, did Donovan Mitchell lose trust in certain teammates after that series? Now, the caller went on to question, you know, Darius and Evan missing those games, whatever. It'll be impossible
now
for us.
Now is the wrong time to ask him that question personally, because I think he probably did for a minute.
It's impossible for us to know. You know, even Darius said at the end of the game that they won, he's like, no one knows what I'm going through. And I admit, I agree. I don't know what it's like to try to run up and down with the fastest team in the NBA. A physical team as well with that kind of an injury. I don't know.
But I think that...
But Donovan's been there, done that. He had a calf strain, he had an ankle, and he was questionable for the last game. And he went out there and played. The year before, he was banged up. He didn't go out and play in the final game of the season.
And because it's been a weird year. 64-win season shouldn't be such a weird year, but they are. Because I think what Donovan in some ways is saying... You know, we've been asked to be so understanding. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what this guy's going through. Remember, you and I had that great big knockdown drag out a couple of weeks ago about understanding players. And I'm like, I don't have to understand them. That's what the money's for. I'm tired of hearing that. I think Donovan, to some degree, is like, yeah, I'm a little bit tired of having to understand my teammates to some degree. It's like everybody expects this out of me, my very best effort to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise up, overcome. I know I'm paid a lot of money to do so, but damn it, like, I need some help from you guys in the moment that I need you the most, and you're not giving it to me. And I'm getting angry about this. And I think he was angry about that. And I would certainly support him in that.
But he's also not somebody, he's not going to go to the front office. He doesn't seem like the type of guy. And very few of these stars would, by the way. They all like plausible deniability. We went through this with LeBron forever. He's not going to go to the front office and start to redirect players out of Cleveland. Like, I don't think that's what that's about. But I do think he's agitated. He did sign his contract, so he's here. He's in Cleveland. He's a Cavalier. He's not going anywhere, at least for, you know what, another 3 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, his voice is important. I mean, he is the guy in Cleveland. Like, he is the guy that the fans are listening to. The most jerseys are sold, you know, up until Evan Mobley eclipses him, if that happens.
I think he's the second most, powerful athlete in Cleveland.
Number one is?
I think Jose, with his organization. I think he understands that there are constraints, but I think if Jose went into the to the front office right now and said fire Steven Vogt, they'd fire him for him. I think they'd try to talk him out of it, but I think he's the most powerful player in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Then Donovan. Then you know, there are certain constraints that come with Miles, but yeah, probably got to be Miles
with his team.
Yeah, with his team.
Yeah,
with his team. I think they go as Jose goes. I'm just going to keep my mouth quiet about certain people who may not be here anymore. No, I'll keep my mouth quiet about
what
certain.
Happens?
Nah, I ain't going to say nothing. What'd you say? See what happens?
Yeah,
nah, I ain't going to know. It's Friday. Mm-mm. Not sitting on that for 2 days. Nope. Dylan in Streetsboro. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm so glad that, you know, Tim, that you referenced Brad Daugherty. Brad Daugherty was spot on. And on other telecasts, he has said, you know, young teams don't win in the NBA. It's a progression. And for the Cavaliers to win, you know, you guys have touched on it. You know, Evan Mobley has to be the best player on the team for them to win at this point. And for them, you know, the Cavaliers aren't really mature enough to win at this point. And when you look at them incrementally, they have to get better. And the best player has to be Evan Mobley for them to go ahead and take that next step. And we all reference saying, oh, they should have beaten Indiana. Indiana went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they beat the Cavaliers in a season series. So to say, well, they're the better team, is not accurate. The Cavaliers have to mature. So when I listen to, like, the Drive Time shows, and I was cringing when they talk about we need to trade people. That's not it. The Cavaliers have to grow up and mature. And I'll still have to listen to you guys.
Dylan, thank you very much for the call. Guys, if there are moves to make, I'll listen to moves. And I don't know if you're going to like hearing it at 8:25 around that time when there's possible moves that could be made. I'll listen to moves. It doesn't mean I want to do it because I think it speeds up the clock. And I think I'd rather, with some of the moves that are out there, I think I'd rather stick with the core four right now, or the four that they have. Oh, no, you can't call them a core four yet. I'd rather stick with the four that they have that are viable pieces there than probably move on with some of these other guys. Just saying. Just pointing it out.
All right. So, obviously, when any of these names get brought up, and I'm seeing more and more names. I mean, yesterday was a Drew Holiday. I think every day we're going to get a different name. I've seen Cam Johnson. I've seen Jalen Suggs. Now Zion, people are talking about Zion. I mean, anybody we talk about getting in a trade is going to have their own warts, right?
Like, Zion has warts.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, when Zion plays, he's amazing. Like, there's no debating, like, who has a higher ceiling when they actually play. Like, it's not even close. It's Zion.
I understand that, but if they actually play, I get it. I get it.
Right, but that's the thing. What do you think other teams say about Darius right now?
Where's
the playoff resume?
The playoff resume isn't great, but at least he has a regular season resume. What's Zion's regular season? Well, now, this is Zion's forget the get home audio. I'll play that at 7:45.
Zion's a 25-7-5 guy and
when
block
he plays.
Shots. And, yeah, I know.
When he plays.
Sure.
But he don't play. I don't even think he likes the game. He don't play.
I think he's injured
more than my 6'2 guard.
I can't deny any of what you're saying, but do we not have reasonable complaints about Darius making it through a playoff?
We have reasonable complaints, but I need to have a reasonable replacement. And I'm sorry, Zion Williamson, I know that if you were going off talent, there's no argument. I'm not giving that argument. But he is not a reasonable replacement for me. I think you're just adding more problems to your basketball team.
You have a problem with him because you don't think he likes the game and the not being on the court.
I don't think he likes the game.
Yeah, well, don't you think Cleveland's much different than New Orleans
in terms of
basketball?
Yeah, we actually care about it here.
Loving the game.
Yeah, we care about it here.
Because Donovan has went out there. He said it in postgame a couple different times, and he really said it after game five, how much he loves the atmosphere that's created here in Cleveland. And you know, Greg Anthony's going on TV and talking about this arena being so much different than everything else.
Yes.
Don't you think maybe Zion could find a love for the game?
I certainly hope so since he played at Duke.
Cavalier.
I certainly hope so since he played at Duke. But if you're talking about postseason resume, I mean, does Zion have anything to show?
No, none.
So I'm looking.
I'd almost rather take what I don't know about Zion's postseason than what I do know about Darius.
Oh, I totally disagree. I think that Zion has done nothing but shrink in the moment of NBA basketball with grown men. I think that's all Zion Williamson has done.
But you agree, he's way better than
Darius.
Hell
yeah, I agree with that. That's crazy to say different.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's in a different class.
But I think you'll be much sicker if you were to get Zion Williamson and you were to have some of the same results. Because I think that if we're talking about guys shrinking in the postseason, I got a guy who shrunk in the regular season.
Right, but so this,
I think he'd do that in the postseason.
This gets to the heart of any of these talks. Anybody that we'd be talking about getting in a trade, they have their own warts too. And people have to understand what the thought is also about the guys that you are talking about trading. I mean, Jared Allen and Darius Garland, they are seen around the NBA as guys that shrink in bigger moments. They just are. So that's what we all have to understand. We're not going to trade our flawed players for perfect players. So it's what kind of gamble are you willing to take? What do you think your window is with Donovan Mitchell? And do you need to capitalize over the next year and a half, 2 years? Do you need to pounce on that? And is it worth taking that risk? You have to assess all of that in these deals. You can just play it straight. You can just keep returning the core. But then you run the risk of becoming those Paul George Pacers.
Yes, you're right.
Those Paul George Pacers were good regular season teams. And what did they have to show for it?
I mean,
and there are a bunch of examples of those teams throughout the years.
You know what?
The Clippers of the West. The Clippers of the Blake years, the Chris Paul years, amazing, amazing teams, regular season, highlight. What do they have to show for it? Nothing. Were they not aggressive enough?
You remind me of what I say about people in the draft. Like, hey, guys, it's easy to say you don't like any of these guys. It's very hard to pick one and stand by it and say that you want to draft that guy. And I know that there's going to be names, and I think it is going to be very easy for me to go, well, I don't want that one, and I don't want that one, and I don't want that one. And then to be here in this moment again next year, bitching and moaning because we lost to a team like that. So I can understand where you're coming from, and I believe a guy like Zion is much better, obviously, as a talent than Darius Garland. But I swear to you, up and down, I don't believe in him. I'd rather see other options. Like, if there are options that I like, I'd have to find one, then yeah, I'll discuss it. But that option is not one for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.